Okay, good evening, everyone. So we've been talking, we mentioned last night of Zachar v'Shamar, Zachar being the mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos, and Shamar being the mitzvah Los Saseh of Malacha. We've been talking a lot about Zachar lately, Kiddush and Avdala. I want to continue a little bit more with some of the inyanim of the Zachar, of the mitzvah Saseh, and Bez Hashem, we'll get back. There's plenty to do in the Malachas, in the Los Saseh. Quite a bit to do as Hashem, but let's continue with just a little bit more first with the mitzvahs I say. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Seudo Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to have three Seudos on Shabbos. Or the Gemara actually brings a pasuk where it's where there's a remez to it, an allusion to it, but it's not actually d'oraisa. It's not a mitzvah min haTorah. It's really based on the Durabanan or Divrei Kabbalah that the Navi discusses about Kavod being Mechabit Shabbos and being Ma'anik Shabbos. And the idea of three Seudos is based on that, and as well as, you know, as well as drawing some source from the Torah. Now, so the three Seudos are an obligation on men and women alike, as we said last night, because women are chayiv in the mitzvahs of Seh of Shabbos, including the Rabbanans, including Suda Shabbos. So let's talk about the timing. The Friday night Suda can start as soon as you makabel Shabbos. And we mentioned in the past, you're allowed to be makabel Shabbos anytime from Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter based on what we call the halachic hours, an hour and a quarter before night. There's a question as to what, you know, there are two shitas in halacha, whether that means an hour and a quarter before sunset or an hour and a quarter before it's dark outside. So typically during the winter months, it's not something one has to pay any attention to, because in the winter months, we generally begin Shabbos at the time that we have to, meaning not significantly earlier. So there's no question that it's after Plag HaMincha. It's during the summer when some people start Shabbos earlier, then you have to be careful, as we said, not to bring in Shabbos before Plag HaMincha, not to light candles. And but once you've lit candles, once you started Shabbos, then you could have the Suda right away. And technically speaking, even if you ate the entire Suda before night, even before sunset, you started Shabbos and you daven, your husband daven, and the men daven, you come home, you have your Suda, and you're not dragging your feet. You finish the Suda. It's not even Shkia outside. Some people didn't even start Mekabel Shabbos yet. You're Yotze, technically. There is an Inyan, though. It is a preferred practice that you eat at least one Kezayis of bread after dark, so that if, for example, most people that start Shabbos early, they don't finish the Suda so early, but they may have finished all their bread. They may have sat down, made Kiddush, had Challah, and had Challah before Shkia. That's very common. Certainly before Tzeis HaKochavim, they had their Challah, and now they're enjoying the rest of the meal, and then that's it. They're ready to bench, and they didn't have any bread, any Challah, any pas after dark, after Shabbos really began. So it's Kedai, it's proper, L'chatchila, to eat at least a Kezayis of bread after Shabbos began. So before the end of the meal, it's correct to do that. It's not an obligation. You're Yotzei the Suda without that, but it's the right thing to do. Shabbos morning, first of all, it should be pointed out that one is not allowed to fast on Shabbos. That's a given, except on the very extreme cases on Yom Kippur. If you fast on Shabbos, if it, you know, falls out on Shabbos, there's such a concept of a tainus chalom that can be done on Shabbos, but typically one is not allowed to fast on Shabbos. But not only aren't you allowed to fast the entire day, but you're not even allowed to fast from the morning in as late as Chatzos. In other words, a person has to see to it to eat or drink something before Chatzos, before midday, Chatzos Hayom, and, you know, halachic midday. So if you start the Suda before Chatzos, that's ideal. But many people don't. Many people, especially during the winter when Chatzos is a little bit earlier, And, you know, they go to shul, and or the men go to shul, and sometimes the women as well, until they come home. So if they eat at a kiddush in the shul, they're probably eating before chatzos. Very likely that even that's not given. Depends on where you daven and how long they, you know, how late they start, how late they end, especially. But certainly, if you're not making kiddush before the suda, very possible the suda is not starting till after chatzos. So then, if that's the case, you should make a point of having something at least to drink before. We discussed the whole idea of drinking before davening. We said coffee, tea, water, you could drink before davening. At least a man can. For a woman, we said it's not so simple, because once she says brachos, she would have to make kiddush to drink before. So you could review that. But one way or the other, you should try to make an effort to have something, even if it means making kiddush yourself, and have something before chatzos. It is proper. It is... Put it this way, it is wrong, or is, I'd say, even usher to fast, to go without eating, even if you're not intentionally fasting, but to go Shabbos morning without eating till chatzos is wrong, is not allowed. So you should keep that in mind and make sure to have something at least before chatzos. Then the zman of the suda, though, is any time once you've eaten, once you've davened shachar. So again, it's more important for the men to have to actually daven the full shachar and l'chatchila even musaf. Shachar and Musaf, and then they can have the suda. Even if they daven at the Sikkim, they daven at the early minyan, they can come home some parts of the year, some parts of the world, you can come home at 8 o'clock or earlier, and you finish Shachar, Kriyas HaTorah, not Mincha, Kriyas HaTorah, Musaf. It's all been done, and it's 8 o'clock or even 7:30, so you could have your suda then. You could have your suda then, and you'll be able to see your suda then. That's the second suda of Shabbos, the first day meal. And then there's the third suda, Shabbos Shalosh Shudas. Now, which the zman for that is not earlier than 6.5 hours in the day, 6.5 halachic hours, meaning a half hour after chatzos. The earliest zman, once again, the earliest zman to be yotzei Shalosh Shudas is a half hour after chatzos, a half halachic hour after midday, which could be, well, during the winter, it could be as early as around 12 o'clock. During the summer, it could be as late as 1:30. That's probably the range. Now, obviously, that doesn't necessarily apply around the whole world. Maybe people in parts of the world where these manam are not even a good, general guidelines. But for, I think if you're in New York, Chicago, Miami, whatever, probably most of the United States, I imagine, though I haven't been in most of the United States, but check it out. But I imagine somewhere between 12 noon and 1:30 p.m. is around the time that varies, depending on daylight savings or not daylight savings, depending where you are. That would be around this month for half after chatzos, and that would be the earliest month to be to fulfill Shalosh Shudas. Now, women are obligated in Shalosh Shudas as well. Just like they're obligated in the first two sudas, they're obligated in the third suda as well. We'll talk about what you must have in Shalosh Shudas. I'm not sure we'll get to that tonight. We'll see. But the fact that women don't go to shul for mincha, and they don't have the advantage of then just like rolling over into the shul's dining area and eating Shalosh Shudas there, that doesn't exempt them from Shalosh Shudas. They still have to have Shalosh Shudas at home or wherever, but they have to have Shalosh Shudas. And I don't remember exactly. Okay, so I know what I was going to say. I was going to say the following: that there, it says in halacha, "Kavod yom, kodem lekavod laila," meaning to say, although there's a mitzvah to have a suda at night, but the day meal is supposed to be more chashuv. Kavod yom, kodem lekavod laila. That's what it says. In fact, the Marshal, the Rebbe Marshal was one of the great achronim in the, around the 1500s. The Marshal enjoyed fish very much. So he would specifically not have fish Friday night. He would always save fish for Shabbos, the Shabbos day. This way he knew, come what may, it's going to be more chashuv. In his eyes, if a meal with fish is by definition more chashuv than a meal without fish. So he wouldn't have fish Friday night. Now, there are those that have fish in all the meals. In fact, there's an Indian not in halacha. I'll pick Kabbalah, I'll pick, there's an Indian to have fish in all three sudas. But that's, as I said, it's not a halacha, and apparently the Mashal felt that it was more, he wasn't chashish for that, and he felt it was more kedai that he has fish Shabbos morning and not Friday night to ensure the to ensure my wife say maybe he couldn't afford it both meals. I don't know, but anyway, this way he made sure. I think that that's the way it's brought. He made sure that his day meal was more chashuv. Now, when we say the day meal, you say, well, there are two meals in the day. There's the, you know, the, well, we, for most of us, is the main meal and then the shalosh shudis. So there is even a discussion in some posts that say that the main meal should be more chashuv than shalosh shudis. Meaning, where does this become relevant? It becomes relevant on days like Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov, or even if Shabbos, the first day, is also Yom Tov, but Sunday is Yom Tov again. And you're not supposed to eat too late in the day. So you're supposed to finish shalosh shudis by a certain time. We don't need to go into the details right now, but you're supposed to finish shalosh shudis by a certain time in the early afternoon. And so what happens is sometimes it makes a little bit of a rush, especially Rosh Hashanah. We had it this year. First day Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos means the second day Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos. But that means the first day you have to have three meals, including shalosh shudis, but you're not supposed to eat too late in the day because you're supposed to save an appetite for the for the night meal, because the night meal is going to be the second night of Yom Tov. So you're not supposed to eat too late in the day. But Rosh Hashanah davening tends to go late. So all these things are colliding. So what some people do is, well, one is they'll basically split their day meal. They come home from shul and quote unquote split the meal into two meals. They'll wash and eat something and then bench and then take a significant enough break and then start again another suda. And this way, and then that suda, maybe then they'll perhaps make it more elaborate. Sometimes people might tend to do it that way. Make the first suda a little bit on the, you know, on the quicker and skimpier side, and take the break, and then start the third suda, and then the third suda becomes mochash, and they'll serve the chant of the third suda, perhaps, and the cold cuts, whatever. So that's questionable if it should be done that way. There's a preference. It's not a iser, but there's a preference that kavod yom means the main suda of the day. The main suda is basically the first suda of the day, that it be mochash. So like the people who daven in the sikkim, they come home at 8 o'clock, and they may want to, you know, in certain parts, again, certain parts of the year, certain parts of the country, they might want to eat a suda, like a short suda, and then go to sleep and take a nice nap because they were up for davening at 4:30 or whatever. And then they'll get up when the rest of the family comes home from shul at 12 o'clock and eat another suda, which for them is shalosh shudis. Maybe for some family members, this is their main meal, the first day meal, but for them, it's already their second day meal. They ate a suda instead of just having kiddush at 8 o'clock going to sleep. They washed, had a suda, but what was their suda? It was maybe a challah roll and a yogurt or something. So, and then 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, they have a chashuv suda. So that's questionable, meaning it's a preference not to do it that way. It's a preference that the main day suda, which is the first suda of the day, be more chashuv than the second day suda. And there's something to, like I say, to take into consideration under circumstances like I described. Okay, Beshem, we'll continue with this. I want to discuss next time the specifics of the suda, especially shalosh shudis, what it must comprise of in order to be yotzei the mitzvah. Okay, have a very good Shabbos and take care. We'll Beshem, hopefully continue next.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good Shabbos.
Rabbi Friedman. Good Shabbos. Bye-bye.